Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. It is the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith. The greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Tell you what, it's been so long, I can't seem to get that opening down like I used to always have it. All right, in the left corner, he's ready to rock, rocking a V-neck. Goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Hot damn, boys. Look, it's been COVID for 2 years. Everybody's slipping. Ted actually caught the virus this week. Finally, it caught up with him. So RIP, Ted Smith. You look good. You look healthy. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I was out in the world today and actually walked home from work, like got some sun, kind of helped. Down there in the lower square, get everything set up. Matt Common, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Good, Ted. I went back to labeling these by the high numbers. We dropped the home episodes. People are wondering when the stock reports are going to come back.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Well, I'll say this. Okay, quick off the cuff, if you guys don't mind, but markets are down. I mean, crypto's been a bloodbath the last 2 weeks. Obviously, the NASDAQ was falling, bounced up a little bit today, and overseas markets not doing so hot with the whole Russia-Ukraine situation. Obviously, that's kind of crazy, and it's tumbling into markets like Turkey, Cuba, Venezuela. So needless to say, shares of the podcast are down right now. That's where all of our listeners are, clearly. And but we'll bounce back. I see a strong summer, you know. Analysts are upgrading us. Earnings reports are reasonable year over year growth. So, you know, nothing to be scared of, but we're in a hold season for sure.
Yeah. And I have a bet going this year on the big board down at the Metropolitan Grill for what the market closes at.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, tell me more, dude. This is the kind of stuff that interests me. You wouldn't have even mentioned that. What's going on?
So when you go into the bar at the Metropolitan Grill, like when you're walking back to the bathroom, you'll see this giant board. Excuse me. Because a lot of bankers come in there when they get done at like 1 o'clock. So it's like a yearly contest. Like you guess what the Dow will close at on what's it, December 30th or December 31st. So wow. I put mine in. My buddy was Rob's a bar manager. He's like, yeah, go ahead, man. Like, what do you win? He's like, you win a free dinner. I'm like, all right. So just kind of funny. So I'm at 39, I think 39 and a half.
39 and a half. Wow.
The problem is I don't know enough about the stock market. I was just sitting there on St. Patrick's Day having some whiskey and a couple beers. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll go with this. And then
I said 39 and a half?
Yeah. And then I started BSing with some people at the bar and they're like, oh, you should do this or you should do that. And I'm finally had to be like, listen, man, I work in radio. I don't really know a ton about this. I'm just kind of playing along.
Dude, 39, yeah, you know, that's a long conversation. We don't need to get into it. I like the optimism, Ted. I'll say that right now.
I'm banking on things going back up over the summer into the fall.
Okay. Given this these macro headwinds, it's going to be tough, but if anybody could do it, it's the boys from the cast. You know, we're the right guys at the right time.
Also, I am not one to bitch about weather in the Northwest. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's been a long spring, man. It's been either rain. It's been around 60 and kind of raining 3 or 4 days a week for like a month and a half.
Dude, Ted, I love that you said that. I got to tell you this. So over the weekend, I flew up to Seattle. It's my grandmother's funeral, RIP. But my family was all in town from all over the U.S. And of course, on Sunday, they wanted to go to the market, check out the popcorn shop. What's up?
Sunday was brutal.
Oh, I thought you were shaking your head like, don't mention the market or your grandma's funeral. Yeah, I was like, damn, dude, are you like, I know. I feel like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, so so we go down to the market, of course, literally the slowest day we've had all year. So we've been telling about this popcorn shop. It's crazy. It's busy. We do a great business. Go down there. Just crickets, dude. Nobody, nobody. Literally the slowest of any day of the week. And Sundays are usually busy. Slowest of any day we've had for the entire year. And I was just like, okay, well, let's get some popcorn and get out of here. And it was miserable downtown. The rain was just like pissing on us the whole time. But I will say on Saturday for like an hour right after my grandma's funeral, it was sunny out and it was so nice. Like when the Northwest hits, it hits, but she ain't hitting right now. I feel bad for you guys. RIP Ted Smith, like I said before.
It's funny, like, right, Saturday in the morning, it was raining and stuff, but then Saturday afternoon wasn't too bad. But yeah, Sunday, like I was kind of stuck in the house all weekend. Sunday, I was like, oh, it's pissing rain. Like, I don't feel bad at all about being stuck in the house and missing the Sounders match. And I feel like between, like, I know a lot of people caught COVID at the Champions League final and then the rain, like, that stadium was empty on Sunday.
Wow. Wait, are you still on IR for your pub team? Pub team?
Yeah. We had it was a bye week because the Sounders were playing on Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right. So are you back in action next week or what?
I'm up in the air about Sunday. I've done some walking. I got to go actually like work out on it and see how it feels.
We need our star, Ted. Come on.
Pressure from the ownership.
There's a lot of pressure from ownership. Yeah. This is a league battle.
Teddy, we need goals. We need hardware. Everyone who listens to this podcast and holds shares to the podcast knows it. Let's go.
I also like, too, they posted a picture of, like, people that score goals in each week. And one dude, I guess his friend's from England or something, it's like me, a couple other bigger dudes, and he's just like, mate, you told me you were playing soccer. Look, by the looks of these lads, it looks like rugby.
That's like, awesome.
I was like, that's pretty funny.
Dude, did that photo ever come out of you scoring on our friend?
It has not yet. Trust me, dude. Okay. I check it every day.
I mentioned it to his son. Like, that was the only thing I saw him for 2 minutes. That's the only thing I said. I haven't seen him in 5 months. I was just like, hey, man, heard your dad got scored on by Ted.
I did see him last week for literally a beer at a bar we go to all the time. And we know the bartender. Since I walked in, Tony's like, Ted, tell me the whole story. I was like, it was off.
Oh, dude, I love that, man. That's awesome.
But I still say the best part was not scoring on him, but just at halftime when he walked by. And I mean, I just looked him straight in the eye and just went, stop looking at me. Get the f*** in your goal.
I wish so badly that you just had a little bit of popcorn to just sprinkle in front of the goal. Like, God, I just would have made it, man.
Well, even he's admitted. He's like, that kind of caught me off guard. He's like, I wanted to yell something back to you, but I didn't know what to yell. I was like, yeah. That just kind of came out of me. And like, I said it to him deadpan, like, back in your goal.
And he's like, you get back in your, okay.
This is my goal.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's one of my notes I put down. Ankle improving. I'll tell you what, though, that bruise, that knot, man, like I still show it off to people and they're like, damn. Like, yeah. I was telling my brother today, like, good lesson to be learned here is the 41-year-old pub league athlete. Like, maybe we don't have to go for 50-50 balls. like somebody gets behind you, like, just, all right.
Yeah, let them have it. Or cleats up. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, yeah. I saw a challenge over the weekend in the Premier League. And the dude just dove with both feet. I mean, luckily he didn't get the guy too bad, but it's like, as soon as he hopped up, he's like, he just jogged off. It's like, yeah, I don't know what goes through your brain when you do something like that, but he just dove both feet, studs up. It's like, well, you know, you're getting a red card.
Yeah. Those are career enders too, man. Like, you got to be careful with that, but you see some nasty, especially when a guy catches a guy kind of from the side, you know, where his knee buckles. Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
I tried to hit mute, but there was no time.
Speaking of sports, did you guys watch any of the NBA or the NHL playoffs this weekend?
NHL, yes.
All right. NHL was phenomenal. There was game seven. Sunday had two game sevens that went to overtime.
Yeah.
I mean, just awesome stuff. Yeah. I watched the Capitals lose a game seven Friday night. I think I watched a game seven on the Saturday. The
Kings did that too.
Yeah, I logged a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
Also, I have no reason to hate the Toronto Maple Leafs, but they are so good and they continually choke in the first round.
It's fun.
It's my new favorite thing of the spring. And like, Cobb, it's so bad. Like, the players afterwards, they're just like, yeah, like, we're tired of this. I don't know what you want us to say. Like, we feel it too. We know we suck.
Wow. That's like, I mean, I hate to say it on this podcast, but, you know, growing up as a 20-year Mariners fan, I mean, every year we have great seasons, great hype, great players, just not a playoff team. Got to say it. Even when we had like the most wins, whatever, you know, I know that pain, Maple Leafs fans. I know that pain. Well, we've had two good runs in the playoffs. I mean, like 95 and 97. I don't even know. I don't follow the Mariners anymore.
Yeah, well, the Maple Leafs are like those Canadian teams. I mean, in the NHL, they have a lot of extra weight on them because it's like it's their sport, you know. I always, you know, feel like they have a little extra pride as the Canadian teams. And I mean, Toronto has spent a lot. I guess the Mariners have spent some money over the years, but they've spent a lot of money on that team. And that's like, this shouldn't be happening. So it's fun almost, to watch.
It's right. It's almost like the Cowboys because they're like expected to do well. I mean, they got Geo at the end of the season. Like,
yeah,
everything was set up. And I want to say they went up like 2-0 in that series or something. And you're like, all right. Like,
yeah.
Kyle, I'll put it to you this way. If they had won that series, I feel confident they could have won the Stanley Cup. But they just can't get out of that round.
Dang. Stuff like that is interesting in sports. Like, you see, like, I don't know if I believe in curses next necessarily, but there is something to that. I would love to know, like, in the afterlife, if that could be explained to me, that'd be cool. Because there is weird things like that. Just like, oh, you know, whatever, like the Buckeyes never win at Ann Arbor or something. Like, you know, there's just weird, like, things that teams can't surmount for whatever reason.
Well, I mean, look at the Seahawks and like the Niners. Like, the Niners were by far a better team last year, but the Seahawks can just beat them.
Yeah. Like, just find a way.
Yeah. But the Seahawks can't beat the Rams. And then it's like the Niners have the Rams number. I'm just like, I'm with you. That stuff, it's just kind of weird. Like, how does that happen every year?
Well, and honestly, yeah, the same way, even with Boston College and Notre Dame. Notre Dame is always a better football team. And somehow Boston College always beat them. And so they just stopped playing them. There's like, it's too much. It's too hard on our schedule. And we don't make any money, you know? So the BC Stadium's small. So it's like there are just weird things like that.
Yeah.
Just had to get that in there for any Notre Dame fans listening.
Dude, I've told you before. I remember being in like 7th or 8th grade. It's one of those Saturday night games and Boston College beats Notre Dame on like a last second field goal. I mean, right, this is like probably like mid-90s or something. And even at that age, I hated Notre Dame football. It's like, this is great. The real Catholics won this time.
Yeah, baby. That's why we're friends, Ted. One of many reasons. But we see the world the same way.
All right. So the NBA on Sunday, they have two game sevens, right? I'm like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
They both sucked. Like, they were both blowouts. Like,
dude. Well, I got to say, for the NFL this year, we got, like, incredible playoffs, like, week after week after week. So, I mean, wait, so who's in the final or who's in the playoffs?
So the Eastern Conference Finals is Boston and Miami, and the Western Conference Finals is Golden State and Dallas.
But oh, okay.
Phoenix was the best team all year. They won 64 games, the Suns. And then on Sunday, man, I don't know if Matt, you clicked on it at all. I mean, they just laid an egg. I mean, they
it was like, so really, bad. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I turned it on at halftime. It's like, oh, f- this. I'm going back to hockey.
Like, I got to thank you guys for telling me about that Suns guy. A couple, like, maybe 3 weeks ago, a guy was wearing a Suns jersey, and I just go, Suns in four. And he's like, I got all pumped up.
All right. So the other reason I'm bringing this up, though, is do you guys know the basketball player Patrick Beverley? Pat Bev?
I've heard the name, but I know the name. Think about the crowd.
All right, so he's like, he's one of those basketball players. He's like a role player, supposed to be like a defensive stopper. But part of his game is he just annoys the crap out of people, right? So Chris Paul, that plays for the Suns, he has a real thing for, like, hatred for Chris Paul. So on Monday, the day after Chris Paul and the Suns absolutely didn't show up and get beat in the playoffs, he's on ESPN morning shows talking about how Chris Paul sucks. He called him a cone. He's like, you know when you're running drills and the cone just stands there and you dribble around him? He's like a cone.
Wow. Yeah. CP can't guard nobody, man. Oh, dang it. CP can't guard nobody, man. Everybody in the NBA know that. He's a cone. Give him the Ben Simmons slander.
Right. Okay. So a lot of people got mad at Patrick Beverley, Pat Bev, for saying this stuff. But then it's like, I guess my question to you guys is, and like we see it with musical artists too, it's kind of tough. Like he's not a commentator. He still plays. He's coming from the angle of like what people talk about in the locker room. So it's like, I don't know. I guess it's kind of a double-edged, like, what is that line? And like, what do people want to hear from a player? Like, is he supposed to just be nice to everybody?
Dude, I think I got two levels. One, you know, he's a competitor. They are still in a competition. So saying that just gets the guy more pissed off for next year. It's not like the competition ends the last day of the last game of this season. He's already preparing for next season. So I personally like the technique. Now he's already under that guy's skin and, you know, it's going to help him out in their game next year. As far as is there a line? That's a good question. I mean, there is respect amongst pros, or there should be, but I mean, the flip side, you know, a little bit of trash talk. If it's part of your strategy, then I think it's mostly permissible. And I think people get too caught up on like how you're supposed to act. It's an entertainment product at the end of the day. That's what pays their salaries, is people paying attention. That makes people pay attention to more. You know, Kylie Jenner needs to have some drama. If she's just crossing T's and dotting I's, we're not going to pay attention. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get Kim in there. You got to get Kanye freaking out, whatever. Like, otherwise, you just don't get the eyeballs in this day and age. So I say entertainment product, I'm rubber stamping it. What do you guys think?
Matt?
Well, I mean, I really like the – you said it was on ESPN, Ted?
Yeah, he was on, like, Get Up, and then he was on, like, First Take.
Okay, so
he was doing the round.
TV. This isn't some random podcast that got a little conversational and inside, and then next thing you know, it's headline news. This is, like, he's going out of his way.
Yeah, he's on ESPN on their morning show, basically calling dude a bitch.
I mean, I love it. I mean, so, you know – this day and age has its pros and cons, but I would definitely say some of the pros are the entertainment value, the access to this sort of stuff. And, you know, I mean, I think it's super fun. Who knows if he's trying to make headway in a post-playing career in broadcasting. You know, all these guys are trying to build brands post-retirement, or a lot of them, you know, and so... You know, whatever his motives, though, that's a fun move. I've been watching Young Rock. And it's all about, you know, pro wrestling back in the 80s. And it's just like, I love the show. I love a show. So, yeah, bring it, Pat Bev.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Here's the problem is that there's so much access, right? And there's all these shows. So it's like, part of me is like, well, you had him on there. Like, you scheduled him on the perfect day. You know him and Chris Paul don't get along. Like, he fouled him last year to end like a series with him. Like, just a dirty, cheap shot, like shove in the back. But also, it's like, is Pat Bev crossing a line? Because it's like, what players say in a locker room is completely different than what a commentator says. But like, isn't that stuff supposed to be like kind of stay in the locker room?
I hear what you're saying. I mean, I think one, you're right. That producer knew what they were doing. You know, they didn't bring him in on that day by accident. But I would subscribe to the war of attrition. You know, like, let's say what's this dude's name?
Patrick Beverly. Everybody calls him Pat Bev.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's say Pat Bev is not as good as this guy or wants some kind of an edge or whatever. I mean, at that elite level, these people are being excited by things the way of a human hair. You know, I mean, it is truly like not even a game of inches. It's a game of millimeters. And so if he can say something that makes this guy, you know, miss 2 3-pointers or 1 3-pointer every time they play, I mean, that's a, you know, 12 point swing, whatever. Like, I get it. So I think at that level, you know, as long as it's not like a dirty play in a game, you know, or where someone could be potentially get injured, or it's, you know, against the rules, heavily frowned upon, I would say fair game, entertainment product. That's my stance. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I guess I just kind of agree with a lot of people. It just felt like it teetered into like, all right, you hate Chris Paul. We get it. Like, it was like, this is going from like a player's analysis, just like, you don't like the dude. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just felt mean.
Dude, I also should mention, I have not seen the clip, and that's why people who listen to this podcast often hate me, is because I'll comment on stuff that I literally have no business talking about, like this. So, you know, I don't know, man.
All right. I'm betting on the stock market.
Yeah, I know, dude. Yeah, what the, like, we got me talking sports and somehow Ted talking Dow Jones. Like, where did this thing, we are a wealth of misinformation. You know what we need to do? We need to stay in our lane and make some good recommendations. We could be picking, you know, you could be making betting picks for people, and I could be making stock picks, and all of a sudden all the listeners could be making millions. But instead, we've decided to reverse roles, and, you know, now you and I are giving nutrition and health and fitness tips, and we just have Matt sitting on his hands over there.
Before we go to break, I will mention the Preakness. Preakness is this weekend, I believe. Yeah, the second race of the Triple Crown. I just want everybody to remember, because you've probably never been to Maryland or Baltimore. Like, the Preakness, Pimlico is in the hood. It's in a bad section of town, and that infield is chaos. I mean, just insanity. I know so many people that went, and like, and the stories were always either I passed out before the actual race, we saw a fight, somebody got stuck in mud. I mean, the stories from that, but it's just so fancy. It's like Churchill Downs. It's like everybody in fancy hats. It's like, oh, it's Churchill Downs. It's like, at Pimlico, they try to make it look nice, but it's like, you have no idea what's going on the inside of that place, man.
It's like that Miami F1 race.
You can't even see the horse. Oh, shit. I almost forgot. I read an article in the English newspaper. Like, Europeans were like, they were calling the fake boats and fake water. They were like, it was the Fry Festival of F1 races.
Oh, my God. The Fire Festival. It totally was. Dude, wait. I looked after you guys told me that, I looked up like 20 images and whatever. I went deep on that. And it's crazy. It was like a high res graphic on plywood. Dude, so before we get off of the Preakness, though, Ted, you have some inside local knowledge. I really have only been to Maryland maybe a handful of times, never done anything in my life related to horse racing. Is it true that, like, locally, it's known as the Freakness because it's so crazy at the Preakness?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure if I went to college, maybe people called it that, but I don't know.
That's the rumor I heard, and I was like, Jesus, that does sound rowdy.
Like, yeah, like, I've been to Pimlico to see races, but I've never actually been to the Preakness. Like, it was one of those things. And like, you got to get there super early. And then all the local kids would steal grocery carts, and they would stand because you got to wait in line. And they'd be like, hey, do you want us to push all your beer and stuff in? And then on the way out, they would push out like drunk people. And eventually the grocery stores were just like, all right, look, just stop stealing the carts. Just bring them back on Pimlico Day. Just, all right. I mean, it was like, seriously, like, because when I lived with all those guys in Baltimore and went to Hopkins, like, they went every year, and they were like, oh yeah, man, some kid will roll up when you get off the bus, just put all your beer in his grocery cart, give him like $20 and you're good to go. But seriously, awesome. I mean, I have so many friends. I was like, how was Preakness? Like, I don't know, man. Like, did you bet on any horses? Like, I never saw a horse. I was in the infield. Like, I passed out for 3 hours, woke up, and we were going home.
Oh, man. It just sounds like a giant sloppy party. Sounds fun.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. I would, now as an adult, like, well, the other thing too was like in DC, there was a big rock station called DC 101. So like, as I got older, they would always have the DC 101 chili cook-off. And my buddy's dad worked for Budweiser. So we would go to that because we knew we could get hooked up with beer tickets.
That's what's up.
Right. I'm going to get off this topic, but also on that note, we're down there 1 year. It is hot as hell, right? It's like hot and humid. And I don't know what happens, but we see this dude get punched. Keep in mind, we're like 19 or 20. So we're underage drinking at this event. This dude gets punched, falls straight back, bust his head open on the street, right? Because you're right on, forget which street that is, but you're looking, the behind the stage is the nation's capital.
Oh,
so
wow.
The dude falls over and blood starts just like squirting out of the back of his head. We all freak out. And the one buddy we're with, like, he tears off chasing the dude. And we're like, what? And he just takes off. And then we're like, oh. So then, like, medical shows up. The dude on the ground's okay. And me and my other buddy are like, all right, we're not supposed to be drinking. Let's get away from this. So our other buddy's gone for, like, half an hour. He shows back up. And we're like, did you chase the dude down? He's like, yeah, man. The cops joined in the chase. And we're, like, jumping the turnstile at the metro. And we got the guy before he got on a train. And I'm like, did they ask you any questions? He goes, I realized as I was talking to the cops that I was drunk and this was bad. So then I ran and they just didn't chase me.
That's awesome.
So it's like he helped, but he was also in the act of committing his own crime.
That's rad, man. That comes back to the age old advice, you know, only break one law at a time.
All right. With that, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a minute. All right, welcome back. Thanks as always to our sponsors. We appreciate it, but not you, Brown.
I forgot about that, dude. Nice.
I think I might keep this vendetta up against Brown University for the rest of my life now, for no reason at all.
Dude, F Brown, man. They're living off the legacy of Princeton. I've been saying it for years now. All right. Miami Jake, just wanted to chime in on the Miami Grand Prix you guys discussed an episode or two ago. Incredibly cool event, and the city was buzzing in the week leading up to the race. However, I feel like they missed the mark with the track location. I get why they couldn't make the event a street race. The streets in Miami Beach and downtown are far too narrow to design a track for. But wrapping the track around Hard Rock Stadium, 20 minutes out of town, it's kind of underwhelming to me. Feels like there could have been a better solution. I'm far more excited for the potential of the Las Vegas race in 2023 as the track runs right down the strip. I feel like Miami lost out on a lot of that X factor that Vegas is going to capitalize on by having the event featuring what makes the city unique. Just my two cents. Miami Jake.
Yeah, and it was the first year they had it. I don't know if you could run it down South Beach. Like, in theory, it seemed like a good idea. I will say this. It was unbelievable the amount of people that were there, and people are fired up for it. But yeah, the course was a little, I don't use this word a ton, but wonky. And yeah, like I thought, I was like, oh, these fake boats are cool. But apparently a lot of F1 people were like, this was a bad attempt to be Monaco.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like, you know, I mean, Monaco is so beautiful, and there's all these power yachts in the harbor. They're racing through these idyllic, tiny European streets. And then this was like the Americanized version, you know? It was like just like the bleached hair, like sunglasses, Guy Fieri version, which actually I shouldn't say that because I have a ton of respect for Guy Fieri after the pandemic. But you know what I mean? It was so American. It was like American cheese versus like real, you know, like classic European, like amazing French cheese or something. So, you know, it did do us a lot of favors in the eyes of the world. That's for sure.
I watched a, Kyle, do me a favor. Try to sit a little more still. You're kind of coming in and out. I tell everybody this all the time. Sunday nights on history, watch the foods that built America. I watched one on Kraft and American cheese. And it's like, like you watch it and you're like, huh, maybe we should stop crapping on all this. Like, it was like a good way for people to get like dairy products in their system and stuff. And like people had to eat calories.
Yeah.
I don't know. I go back and forth with people on this all the time. Like Thrill's like, I don't like American cheese. I'm going to keep real cheese. Like, I think I keep American slices in my fridge at all time. Like to me, if you're making like a breakfast sandwich or like an old school burger, like American cheese, just where it's at.
Yeah. I like American cheese. I don't know. My girlfriend's into cheese. So we have a lot of different kinds, but I hear you on that.
Yeah, like American, like I'm not going to sit around and just eat a Kraft single. Is like if I have a block of cheddar or Parmesan or Beechers, you know what I mean? You'll like cut off a couple hunks, but I'm just like, yeah, American cheese definitely has its place.
Ted, I guess, you know, the reason I'm sitting here sort of dumbfounded, I'm surprised that you would go to bat for American cheese being one of the building blocks of America, but completely ignore and discredit the $1.50 Costco hot dog and drink.
You're trying, like, you keep trying to make this work, man. Like, listen, everybody agrees cost analysis. It's a great value. It's one of the greatest values in America. But as far as fast food products go, that's a terrible choice.
Yeah, he didn't completely discredit it. He left it off best fast food items in America list.
Yeah. It was a cornerstone.
I mean, as the kids would say, I'm not sure you understood the assignment.
All right. We got another email here. Oh, dude. Yeah. I saw this one when it came in. Cedro Woolly Wrestling. Cobb, you're not lying about Woolly Wrestling. Dude, I knew somebody. Ted, I just want to say real quick as an aside, I knew somebody out there would hear me, dude. Seriously, I thought I was crazy, but I was like, I swear to God, they just have this like this reputation where just you hear about the town of Cedro Woolly and you just know like wrestling. World-class wrestling. Okay, let's see what they had to say. Cobb, you're not lying about Woolly Wrestling. I went there and graduated in 2004. The wrestling team got second place in state my freshman year and then went on to win state the next 6 years in a row. We were the top wrestling team in the nation that couldn't recruit and had dream duels against teams from Japan.
Wow.
Teams from Japan, boys. It was nothing better than having a gym packed, and I mean packed. The light off with just the light spotlight on over the mat and wrestling one-on-one with crowd going wild. So much fun. Anyway, thanks for the laugh to the best podcast in the land. Tin Man.
All the land.
All the land. I was about to say, DeMath had a good program, but we could recruit the best wrestlers from the DMV.
Dude, I knew I was not alone in that. I was like, I swear to God, like Cedro just had this impeccable. Okay, perfect. Good.
I mean, that's kind of how wrestling is, though, right? Because I want to say, what's it? Iowa is like the top wrestling program in the country. And it's like, yeah, you need kind of those like smaller towns, corn-fed boys. Like, they'll get it done.
Dude, you need those guys. I'll tell you the formula, okay? You need those guys who have been bucking hay bales for their dad out in the field their whole life because they can just throw people, you know? Like, it really is that like throwing hay bales onto a truck motion where you could just toss guys. You get those hands that are just like rebar, you know, just like wiry from doing farm work, not like you know, Matt up there on the plateau, whatever he was up to, or me over in Juanita. You know what I mean? Like, we're soft, dude. Look at my
Eastside boys.
Yeah, we're dude, Eastside boys. East like, side look, boys, actually. We have a reputation, and it is not for that. Like, my hands have very few calluses, but I think, you know, there's a lot of rural areas in Washington, and I don't know what made your Woolly so special. It was something in the water, but dude, you talk about corn-fed boys, like, yeah, they know what they're doing up there.
Sometimes it's just having the right program, right? So, I mean, even though it's a small town and small area, if you have the right coach that runs the right program, like, it just works. You know, I've seen specials on Kenya and stuff, and it's like people go there to train and everything. It's like they're just great at long-distance running. Like, there's just something about that area. Or, you know, I mean, you look at, hell, look at PG County in basketball. Right. Like, I was going through the list the other day. Like, there's so many, like, there's a bunch of DeMatha guys, but besides that, there's a bunch of dudes from PG County that just ball out.
Yeah. Yeah. You do get concentrations like that. And I don't know. It's always interesting, but iron sharpens iron, you know?
For sure. All right. Well, let's check in with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Before we get to what's Matt,
Hey, what's good? What's
mad?
Whoa.
Check out what's
good? What's Matt?
Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Check out with what's Matt.
It's a pretty relaxing weekend, I would say. I got a couple things done. And took a couple naps, but for the most part, you know, played a couple rounds of golf. Like I was saying on the break to Cobb, it is pretty warm down here right now. And so you got to get out early in the morning, but it was still like 100 by the time we finished. And, you know, you're just that boiling frog out there. Like you get out there, it's 80, you know, you're like, it's fine, even though it's very early for 80. And then by the time you finish, it's 100. And it was just like, I need to go nap. Like, this is great. I love a nap. It's just, I don't do them very often, but score one for naps. It was, I mean, I wouldn't say I was pretty high, but I wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like I passed out. I was just like regular high. I mean, I was golfing high, you know, it's not like, but it was, it was an awesome weekend. I did manage to, I got behind.
I will say naps too. Like, it's just weird. I feel like after you get over like a certain age, like you just have stuff to do on the weekend, whether it's fun stuff, hanging out with friends or just stuff you got to get done around the house. So like, right, to have a day where you can just actually like take a nap and not sweat it. Like that is pretty nice.
Yeah. So my whole to-do list, I got to knock out on Thursday. I had enough clients rescheduled that some hours opened up and I was able to get an oil change, a car wash, and a haircut. Three things I was planning on doing the week I got COVID, which was like now 3 weeks I was overdue on all those things. And the hair was killing me. And then I had one scheduled and my guy's kid got COVID. And so I had to go find a new guy. I was like, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, normal dude. But like you've earned my repeat business, but I'm in a pinch here and I'm going down the street. You know, I was like, do what the last guy did. That was good to get that productiveness out of the way so I could just, really lounge around. I think I did one load of laundry all weekend and, you know, golfed, napped, watched playoff hockey. Grilled.
Yeah, I mean, grilled. That was the all-star of the weekend was the NHL.
Dude, oh my God. And I mean, the Kings lost, but what a series. And, you know, they exceeded expectations this year. I can't watch Kings games down here because they're all on ESPN Plus and they're all local blackouts. As a streamer, you know, the NHL ESPN Plus, I watched more Kraken regular season games than Kings. I wasn't going out of my way, but during the playoffs, they were all on and it was a lot of fun to watch. I keep up with them on online and stuff. So, yeah, it was fun to just have all that Game 7 action. Sudden death. I mean, it's just unreal. So, flipping over to seeing the basketball, I was like, this is great for hockey. So, I thought it was a great weekend, but very chill.
Yeah, in May, like I always forget, like between the playoffs and like I watched like an IndyCar race. I was like, all right, May, I see you. You got sports.
We got F1 and a PGA championship this week.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Oh, that's all right. I messed up on Saturday night. It's like 10:30. I'm like, I'm just gonna go to bed. I feel pretty tired. And I was like, do I have eggs? I gotta get up at 5:30. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, there's no race this weekend. I don't have to get up for nothing.
I know. It's so weird that it's every other week. That as an F1 fan, that is the most like unnerving part of it. It's just trying to keep track of when the hell it's actually happening.
Well, and they'll catch up when now they're back over in Europe. So you'll have consistent, like you'll have some weeks back to back. And then they take off like 3 weeks in the summer. And then it's because you got the Spanish GP this weekend and then Monaco. But yeah, they take off some weeks in the summer, and then in the fall it's pretty consistent.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm on board. I love F1, so that's looking forward to that this weekend. And
dude, that's why I watched that IndyCar race, because they were at the 500, but they were doing a Grand Prix through like the middle of it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, they're making left and right turns and it's a Grand Prix. I'll watch this.
You got me.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
All right, Ted, I'm going to ask you to pick a direction for us here. Do you want to do the best or the worst?
Worst.
Okay, boys. Cobb topic this week. Well, I've been doing a little bit of travel. Obviously, I was up in Seattle, and I don't know, airport security, just it was crazy. I had to run for my plane, whatever. It's not really that relevant. But when you're traveling, obviously, you see a lot of people waiting at their gates, and you can kind of get a vibe for where they're headed. And the Seattle gate, always notorious. There's a Seattle look. I know that plane's going to Seattle without even looking at the little board that says where that flight's going. I mean, it's unmistakable. I could do it. I could get 100 out of 100. Anyway, you said you wanted to do worst, right?
Worst.
Okay. So my question this week is, what is the worst state in the U.S. and why? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. I would say you have a pretty good chance we'll read it on air because we had 2 emails this week. What's the worst U.S. state and why?
I mean, I don't have a ton of experience there, but I would say Ohio.
But I immediately would call out the 4th most populous state and piss off a lot of loud people. Nice, Ted. Power move. Tell us why.
I mean, I've only ever driven through it. And like this, a lot of people, if you live on the West Coast, you wouldn't know this, but like Ohio is just kind of flat, a lot of farmland, old car factories, and you're going to get a ticket. I mean, it's like a joke. Like you're going to get a ticket. And every time we've driven through Ohio, we've gotten a ticket.
Yeah. I always say Ohio's number one export is people.
I mean, I know a lot of people outside of Atlanta kind of hate on Georgia, but I haven't spent enough time in Georgia. So it's hard to say.
I hear that. Mateus, any insights for us?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the ones I've been to. I passed through Delaware. That wasn't much. But apparently a lot of corporations are based out of there. They got some nice tax loopholes or something called. Yeah, do you know anything about that? Okay. So Delaware's out.
Delaware has good beaches, but yeah, Delaware is not super exciting.
Right. But what's the deal with the corporations wanting to?
There's no tax.
And they're very pro corporation in their court system.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'm going to hop on. Florida sounds miserable to me. They got snakes. They got spiders. It's humid. It's not nice. They got great golf. I mean, that is where most of the PGA Tour guys live. They got Michael Jordan's private course down there. I mean, you know, it's next level, you know, but the humidity, the snakes, the spiders. And then also it's gotten great. I was listening to a thing about how crowded it's gotten over the pandemic. Like they've had a real surge of people. Their number one import right now is people. And I don't want anything to do with that. So, you know, I would say Florida, and they'll be underwater soon enough.
Don't call it the gunshine state for nothing.
Yeah, Florida's just weird too, is it's so many different states in one state. Like Miami's completely different than Orlando. But even like Jacksonville is like deep Georgia. Like to me, that doesn't count as Florida. Like it's literally like 3 different states. And then the Gulf Coast, like Cobb, you've been down there. I mean, the Gulf Coast, it's fun to call it the Redneck Riviera, but it is beautiful.
Yeah. And a lot of rednecks. Yeah, it's cool. And then Florida also has like swamp people and stuff. I mean, yeah, I've spent a lot of time in the state of Florida, and you know, everything you guys are saying is true. I mean, Florida man is a real thing. There's a lot of convicts down there, a lot of good athletes, cool people. I don't know, man. Florida is a real mixed bag. I mean, you can be, you know, with the top of the top down in Miami. You can be with the lowest of the low. And I don't even want to say what city, but like they got some, you know, I mean, yeah, I don't know, dude, I'm going to get in trouble. No comment.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you could easily say Florida, and you're right. Like, look, I've been to Disney World on July 4th weekend. Terrible thunderstorms, humidity. Like, you're on, like, the little fake ferry ride across the way, and it's like, what is that? It's like, oh, that's just 2 snakes following the boat. Yeah. Like, you're not wrong, but also, like, there is a lot of cool stuff in Florida. So it's like, Florida could easily, I'm trying to think of how to explain this. I don't know. Florida could either be the best or the worst, right? Like, is she pretty or is she sexy?
Florida's a choose your own adventure. That's for sure.
That is for sure. Oh, man. All right. We're going to stop there because I'm with Kyle. I got some thoughts on Florida that are going to get me in trouble, and I don't want to name towns. But we might know somebody that lives in one. All right.
Wow.
For the record, I'm not saying I couldn't have a good time there.
Yeah. I know. Me and Miles always argue about this because he's like, I love that city. I love that town. I'm like, yeah, because you went and played golf in the Native Steakhouse. Like, that's not a great example. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, for me, I'm like, Tennessee was fun, but it's like, I spent the weekend at a game in Knoxville. So it's like, it's hard. I wouldn't say, like, go live in Knoxville. It's great.
Right. Totally. I think people have a bias towards highly recommending anywhere they've traveled to. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but they're always like, it was amazing. You got to go there.
Yeah. There is. Yeah. I will say this. Oh, man, I'm going to catch heat for this one. But, like, if I would send people to Bend before I'd send them to Spokane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. Clearly.
Oh, man, 100%. If I like them.
Right. Even like people from Spokane get that, man.
All right, there you go. We'll be back next week. I mean, those guys will be sunburned because it'll be hot this weekend. I'll probably still be rain soaked, but either way, we'll be back for MCTV for Cobb. I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.